You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
And now I want to introduce my next guest, who's been a regular on the programme in the past, Dr. Susan Crawford, an expert and lecturer dealing with autism, will facilitate an awareness training event which takes place this coming Thursday evening at the Templegate Hotel in Ennis. It's aimed at parents, teachers, SNAs, businesses and anyone who wants to promote autism awareness. Susan Crawford, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin.
And thanks very much for joining us on the programme this morning. I think it's fair to say we are more aware as a society of autism and what we can do and little changes we can make to make life easier for those who have autism.
Yeah, certainly things have improved greatly, Kevin, I would think, over the last 10, 15 years. But I suppose there is that ongoing need to keep driving awareness. And I suppose, too, we're learning so much more about autism. You know, things are changing and our understanding of the condition is changing almost weekly now. So I suppose there are different things arising all the time that make us more aware. Maybe we should consider, say, for example, the whole multisensory piece now. People are very aware that sound, smell, taste, different things like that can affect different people with autism in different ways. And I think now we're growing that movement more so. And that's really what I'm driving at the moment. And it's about not just people, relatives of people with autism and SNAs or teachers, etc. It's everybody out there in community and society, Gavin, should be kind of aware, what is autism? How do people with autism differ from the rest of us? Are there issues in community or society or at home in our houses or in our stores or in our B&Bs, something we could do to make people with autism more comfortable when they come to stay or visit or etc. And it's all that piece. It's about driving the whole autism awareness from a community society perspective.
What sorts of changes would you be referring to there? Are they small modifications?
Absolutely. Like more recently here in Milltown, Malbay, we did autism awareness training with SuperValue in Jones's supermarket.
Yes.
And first of all, I was just talking to staff about what might make it easier for somebody with autism, their families, etc., to come and shop. So dimming the lights, turning down the music. They're doing the two evenings a week where it's autism friendly. They have an autism friendly trolley where they can put up pictures of groceries in the store or whatever shopping they're doing, and it can help somebody with autism go through the evening going through the shop. And equally then, if somebody with autism arrives in the shop and they're feeling a little bit dysregulated, that there might be a space they can sit in and have some, like SuperValue are putting together their autism-friendly kit, where they have some soft toys or a writing board, etc., that somebody can sit with and engage with to make them feel a bit more regulated in what can be quite a busy and changing environment. So similarly with B&Bs and with hotels, etc., you know, it's a little thing can make a huge difference.
Okay. And to what portion of the population are we talking about here? Do many people have autism or would they be on the spectrum, or how many could benefit from some of the measures that we're talking about?
It's interesting, Gavin. I suppose our statistics in Ireland are still not as tight as we'd like them to be. We're looking at still going back to the 1 in 100 spin on the spectrum. But in reality, in the US now, they're talking of 1 in 54 of a population being on the autistic spectrum.
Okay.
So that's quite high by any standards.
Yeah, but either way, even at the smaller figure there, you are in the thousands, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite startling, really.
So what
and
is... Go on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I suppose even that awareness, to be aware that, look, there are children and adults out there who are presenting with traits that may put them on the spectrum and they just may not have a diagnosis. You know, more recently we had the issue of lots of young children waiting for assessment for definitive diagnosis of the condition. And actually I've come across like a number in my own work that you would find maybe 4 or 5 siblings in a family with autism, and parents have now gone back and been diagnosed with the condition themselves. You know, that they might have said, God, you know, I had social issues there for years. I found it difficult to mix with other people, etc. And you know, now I'm getting to understand why.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned parents. They're one of the groups that you would like to see attending at the Templegate Hotel this coming Thursday evening from 6 o'clock until 8. What exactly will be happening?
No, actually, we're into a series of autism awareness workshops we've gone on. So we ran one in Spanish Point 2 weeks ago, and we had parents, practitioners, SNAs, teachers, autism students. So the next one is in Innes Simon tomorrow night.
Okay.
And Thursday night we have one in Innes. So there are 2-hour workshops, and it's for anybody, Gavin. Parents, it could be a business, it could be a KRFM staff, etc., to go in there, learn about autism. I'll talk through autism, what we know about it, how somebody on the spectrum may or may not present, what we can do in different aspects of society to adapt and make change, to make it easier for somebody to be a part of community and society. And it is just those simple little steps will make the difference, you know.
Tonight,
just to say, I'm launching my book on autism and skill development with Marty Morrissey tonight in the Bellbridge. So we have a real week of autism awareness, and next Monday evening we're guests of Cork City Hall, the Lord Mayor, for International Disability Day, launching the book there as well.
Great stuff, congratulations.
It's getting out there, yeah.
And best of luck to you in that one. Where is the venue in Innes Diamond tomorrow?
The venue in Innes Diamond is the Cheese Press of Puccini's Garvey. And we're in Templegate in Ennis. And also, just to say, Gavin, this is the beginning of a process where in January I am undertaking to run, walk and cycle the Wild Atlantic Way to promote autism awareness. I think the Wild Atlantic Way should be autism aware by next summer. That every business in town should at least have a certificate showing that they've completed autism awareness. And how brilliant would that be?
Absolutely.
For us as a nation?
Something we will talk about again, Susan, I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, we wish you all the very best. You said the events are tomorrow night and also Thursday night at Innes Diamond and in Innes respectively. And do you want people to register finally?
Absolutely. We'd love if people would register online, Gavin, because it just gives us an idea of numbers, and we'll have our certificates with people's names printed on them ready on the night when we finish the training.
GetAutismActive.com is the website I have here.
That's it. And the book launch tonight in the Bellbridge with Marty Morrissey at 7 o'clock.
Best of luck with it. Susan, thanks very much for joining us this morning. All the very best. Take care. Cheers. Bye-bye. Dr. Susan Crawford there, lecturer in sports studies and more at the School of Education, University College Cork, and expert in autism. We'll be speaking with Rachel Allen next.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.